This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
What do you remember about turning 21? 206-803-ROCK. Give us a call. Tell us all about it. The reason we bring this up is because my stepson, who we call Brother Brandon.
It still trips me out that you have a stepson.
She's 21 now.
That trips me out.
When I started dating his
Brad's
dad.
Brad's old, man.
He's old, man. But when I started dating him, he was like 8 or 9. And now he's like a grown man.
Do
it's
you still
crazy.
View him as an 8 or 9 year old?
Sometimes.
Kind of like an arrested development thing? Yeah.
Well, a couple months ago, he decided to move to San Diego, which is, you know, what every, at the time, 20-year-old boy should dream of doing. He's just living his best life on the beach.
Yeah.
But he's also a huge basketball fan. And so he wanted to go and see the Clippers play against the Mavericks last night in LA. So he hopped on a train with one of his buddies from San Diego to Los Angeles. And one of the first things they wanted to do when they got there was get him his first legal drink.
Yeah.
So he walks into the bar, places his order, and they do not card him. So he had been anticipating for months now, that moment of getting to hand over the ID, and it's legit, and he's 21, and he did not get carded.
That happened to me at a bar, but that happened to me when I went, the first time I went to a grocery store to get booze when I turned 21. I'm like, all right, and it's in college. I went to whatever, I think it was called Ames. It was like just like a grocery store, department store type of a place, got my beer, and went up, put it on the little thing, and I had my ID ready. I was so fired up and so proud, and the lady rung it up and then just kept going. And I'm like, don't you want my ID? And she's like, oh, yeah, I guess so. And I'm like, gosh.
Like, wow, it's real loose around here.
I was like, all these years I could have been getting beer.
Right.
You know, like that was my thought. I was just like, I could have came here last week and you wouldn't have cared.
206-803-ROCK. What do you remember about turning 21? Katie in DuPont, what was your story about your 21st birthday?
Good morning, everybody.
What's up, Katie?
Hey, so I was in college and my birthday was on a Thursday. And so, you know, we went out and had dinner and started drinking, and we closed down a bar and stumbled back to my dorm about, you know, 2, 3, and, you know, probably had a few more drinks when we got back to my dorm. Well, I had a 7 a.m. guitar final.
Ooh.
So I, you know, it wasn't my favorite thing to do, so I go to class, I do my guitar test, and my teacher's comments were, "You're so relaxed. This is the most beautiful playing you've ever done."
No
and
way.
I was so drunk, I just didn't care.
I thought you were going to see you started playing, and you just like just yacked all over yourself. Like, this is way better.
Nope. It was the only A I ever received in that class on that test.
Valuable lesson.
I did not like playing guitar.
You needed to go to class drunk more often.
It also kind of cracks me up that they have a music class at 7 a.m. when, like, traditionally musicians are not necessarily morning people.
You know, it was that one class I needed for my major, and that was the only time it was available.
Are you still playing guitar?
Oh, heck no.
But I am still drinking.
Devo in Spokane, what did you do on your 21st birthday?
I had a bicycle helmet that I wore, and then I had a sign around my neck that said, I'm 21 now, wanted birthday kisses. And then my goal was 21 birthday kisses.
Oh.
What was the purpose behind the bicycle helmet? Just to be weird?
Safety.
Safety.
How aggressive are these kisses?
My brother came over from Everett, and he was a bartender, so he was, like, having bartenders whip me up drinks left and right. And so I think the helmet was for safety.
Yeah. definitely for safety. Miguel in Tacoma, where did you have your first legal drink?
Los Angeles, California, 1988, Denny's on Sunset Boulevard. I was by myself, a glass of white wine.
Nice.
Oh, man. This sounds like the saddest story ever. You were by yourself on your 21st birthday. Why?
Man, I was down there working. And all my friends were up here in Seattle.
Oh.
Everybody I worked with was older. My girlfriend, who I lived with, she worked at night. So, you know, she couldn't get that night off. I tell everybody that I tell this story to, it was the worst 21st birthday.
Oh.
I ended up, like, maybe about 2 weeks later, I said, screw this. I was homesick. I came back here to the 206. And there was one other friend that hadn't turned 21 yet, and I went to their party, and I kind of relived my 21st
birthday
that night.
Hell yeah. That's awesome. I do love this one text we got from our friend Rose in Tacoma. She texted in at 206-803-ROCK. For my 21st birthday, I went to the Gallagher show at the fair. Sat front row, got up on stage for the show closing. Gallagher smashed a watermelon in my boobs.
Yeah. That's rad.
Nobody could top that.
That's living the dream.
With the Sledge-O-Matic?
Oh, my gosh.
The Daily Migs Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So there's a member of our show who's in the middle of a debate with some friends. Do you think it's okay to sell breast milk? Tomorrow at this time at 7:20, we are going to tell you what's going on. But right now, we want you to think back to when you were 17.
Okay.
And what advice you would give to that version of you.
Just a few years ago, man.
Like yesterday.
Yes.
206-803-ROCK. The reason we are asking is because there was a recent interview where Robert Downey Jr. was asked what advice he would give to his 17-year-old self if he could. And Robert Downey Jr.'s answer was this.
I've been thinking about this recently. If I could talk back to that 17-year-old who was doing regional theater in Rochester, I would say, guess what? It's going to go pretty well. It's going to be a lot of ups and downs. I'm not going to tell you the specifics because you get too scared, but it turns out in a good place and it never will get better than it is right now. So just appreciate where you are.
That is a great answer. And I love how he kind of like slightly glossed over. You don't want to know what happened during this ups and downs because you will get too scared. Now, for some people, they're thinking, well, what the hell happened with Iron Man? I mean, Iron Man's just been the massive celebrity for what? Like, I mean, Robert Downey Jr. with Iron Man has been like, what, 20 years?
Probably.
Something along those lines. Maybe at 15 or 20 years where he's just been like dominating as far as like a box office draw. But Sarah, Danny, you're younger than Taryn and I. Do you know the dark side of Robert Downey Jr.?
No.
I never knew it until recently because everyone said he's sober now, right?
Yeah, so like there was a time where, I mean, thank goodness for him there wasn't TMZ or the internet, because when he was spiraling out of control, who knows how much worse it would have been. And it was pretty bad. Like when he said you'll be scared, I came across like a little bit of a timeline of some of the stuff that happened with Robert Downey Jr. just to give you guys an idea. So at one point in the 80s and 90s, he was on crack and heroin. He got his buddies, which were Sean Penn and Dennis Quaid, two actors. They took him to a rehab. He broke out with just a bottle of water. At some point, he was stopped by police while driving naked down Sunset Boulevard. Another point, he was arrested for driving with cocaine, heroin, and a 375 Magnum.
This is making me feel better about our Friday night, for sure.
Here's the one that I will never forget. At one point, the cops were called because he passed out in a random person's home in their child's bedroom.
Oh, God.
Their kid's 11 years old. Apparently, they were like, oh, our kid went to bed early. They go into the room to check on their child. Thankfully, the child wasn't in there. Who was in there? A naked Robert Downey Jr. in the bed. And they're like, what the hell is Robert Downey Jr. doing in our bedroom? He somehow snuck in their house.
Where's his pants?
And how about the family didn't press charges? They probably felt bad for him.
Do you think they would have pressed charges if it was a stranger?
Maybe. Probably. Definitely.
Or they got a big payout.
That could be as well. Yeah. And you would think that's rock bottom. But no. He was arrested in a Wonder Woman costume at a Palm Springs hotel, so that proves that he was into superhero films. He escaped a court-ordered rehab through a bathroom window. He woke up in a prison in a pool of his own blood. He once showed up to a meeting 2 hours late, and he was carrying a shotgun. That was a meeting for a movie that he was going to be a part of. And he was also fired from Ally McBeal after he was found wandering the streets of Hollywood, barefoot and high.
Wow.
I mean, this guy went through a lot of crap. So it's to me, as an older dude, seeing what Robert Downey Jr. has become is just insane in a great way.
There was an annual party that went down at WSU for a little while when I was there, and it was called Robert Downey Jr. Day.
Oh, my gosh. I hope it didn't involve going into anyone's house and sleeping in their child's bedroom.
Not that I recall.
Okay, good.
But they would get T-shirts made that had his face on it, like his party, like in the heat, you know, highest of his partying days, literally highest of his partying days.
There's a lot of mugshots out there of him.
It was quite chaotic.
That's why when he says, if I tell you everything you've been through, you will be scared. I don't think you could have a more spot on thing to say than he would have to say to a 17-year-old version of himself. Like, look, it's going to suck for a while, but things are going to get awesome.
I know he's come so far, obviously, with his, you know, his health and his wellness and his career, but that has got to be really hard. Just even reading what you just...
And that's some not of even, it.
That's just the stuff that he got busted for.
That's just some of the lowlights or highlights, depending on how you look at it.
Oh my God. So, Rockaholics, we are asking
it's
you...
crazy, right?
What advice would you give to the 17-year-old version of yourself?
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, what advice would you give to the 17-year-old version of yourself? 206-803-ROCK. Steve Miggs?
Yes.
You have thoughts on what you'd tell your 17-year-old self?
Don't do it. No. I have, and actually one of the textures kind of falls right in line with what I was thinking. The advice I would give to my 17-year-old me, this is from the texter at 206-803-ROCK, stop trying to fit in and let my freak flags fly. It took me years to figure out who I am and what makes me happy, and I wish I was just me. I know I'm weird, but I love it. It kind of ties in with that. I think I would just say simply just stop giving an F about what everybody thinks.
Yeah.
I think when you get older, especially once I hit 40, I feel like that was a moment where a switch was turned where it's just like, who cares? Like, seriously, like, who cares about the opinions of those that you don't know? I mean, I think that's a valuable lesson for anyone on social media. I have to remind myself still of that every day sometimes where someone says something, you're just like, it gets under your skin. I'm like, why do I care? I don't know this person.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about them. They're not important to me. No offense to that person, but they're not important to me. So why would their opinion of something matter? You know, it's just an opinion. Opinions are just opinions. Like, we all have stupid opinions, smart opinions, whatever they are. But for me, I was just so concerned about caring about like how my family viewed me and my friends.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I cheated myself of doing things that would have been fun for me because I didn't want to be viewed a certain way. That's why when I turned 40, I was like, as long as my body can do it, I'm doing the indie wrestling thing because that's something I always wanted to do. But I know my family would have just like crapped all over me for it. So I kind of was living a life in fear of disappointing them. And I wish I wouldn't have done that. Now,
for sure.
Now it's like I've hit that point where I'm just like, well, if they don't like it, they don't like it. It's okay. They don't have to like it. We can still be related. It's not like all of a sudden my mom-son relationship is done or my dad-son relationship is done because I'm doing something that they don't approve of. It's okay.
Yeah.
What about you?
I think maybe my advice would be just don't be discouraged when you know, the door gets slammed in your face, you know, because you're going to have opportunities that come up. And sometimes that's a deterrent, like if you get told no for a job or something like that, which did happen to me many times. But just like keep fighting and don't let it break your spirit.
Oh, so you weren't talking about the door at Numo's when they told you to get out because you were too drunk and slammed the door on your face.
But, you know, I think there were some times like, I was discouraged not getting, this radio job or that radio job. And there were moments that it almost, you know, broke me into like getting out of radio.
Yeah.
Or not wanting to do radio. Excuse me. And I think, you know, just reminding myself that, you know, if you just keep your blinders on and keep grinding, you'll get where you want to be. And full circle moment, guys. I'm doing the Daily Mix Show with three really awesome people.
Where are these people?
Who are they?
There's one texter said, I give myself one piece of advice. Always put a rubber on it.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
I thought of that when we met our... when we met someone who worked at that hotel that we were at. And they said, we were talking about something like, oh, yeah, I'm used to that because I have some kids. I'm like, oh, yeah, how many kids you got? And they said 10. And I was like, wow, 10 kids?
On purpose?
One kid is a lot. Two seems like a nightmare.
Is that more than Nick Cannon?
No.
Nick Cannon has more than 10
I believe kids. Nick Cannon has more than 10. What about you, Danny?
You know, it's hard. I would say something deep in terms of like... Don't believe what you think others perceive of you. Because it's such a thing, like no one actually looks at you in a certain way. But I think that my own head tells me that other people are judging me or thinking things about me. And I lived so much of my life through that, like in college and stuff, of like trying to just be somebody else because of what I thought others thought about me. And then like come out later and I find out like, no, none of those people thought anything negative about me.
Some of them probably never even thought a single thing about
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
But I've been guilty of that. My anxiety is just like, they're all crapping on me. And then I realize, oh no, they don't even... Like, I'm not even... That's a very narcissistic thing to think
right.
that people are just constantly having conversations about you behind your back when they're not.
Or they're all out to get you, or they're all, like, competing against... It's like, no, that none of that's true. And then you talk to some of those people, like, later on in life, and you're like, oh, I thought you thought this about me. And they're like, no, I thought the complete opposite. And it's like, I was just too nervous to talk to you or whatever. And it's like, girls, like, guys, all of the above. And it's just one of those things of like, hey, chill out.
Yeah,
like,
everyone's on their own course.
Yeah.
And you're not a part of that course, even though you think you are.
The world's not about you.
You know, that just kind of reminded me of another one. I would maybe tell myself, like, be single a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, I was always, I always had a boyfriend and I got married when I was really young. Like, be single for a minute, you know? And I still...
Sow those wild oats.
I should have.
Yeah.
I really should have. Because I was kind of like a serial monogamist, you know? I, like, go from one relationship to the next and never had any, like, lag time between, you know?
I do love this text. What would I say to my 17-year-old self? She doesn't like you, dummy. There's greener pastures and you'll regret not doing them. That's a good one. That's one that I always have to like give some of my younger buddies that are all worked up about someone. I'm like, why are you so worked up about somebody that doesn't want to be in a relationship with you?
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, that's really what it boils down to.
And there's so many fish in the sea.
I mean, you could go very cliche with that response. Yes, absolutely.
You know, have you even left your hometown? Like, let's get out of our hometown.
What about you, Sarah?
Oh, I would definitely tell myself to stop being so moody. Stop being so emotional.
How about you tell your 30-something version of yourself as well? I mean, the 17-year-old, that's all good, but...
Yeah, I used to have quite the temper. I mean...
Used to?
You guys know... Okay, only when I'm very intoxicated nowadays, I get a temper. But yeah, usually...
It was just last Friday. That was forever ago.
Well, usually now I call myself Namaste Sarah. Because there is a lot of things that I would like to bitch everyone out at, but I contain myself now.
You call yourself that. I don't know if anyone else calls you that.
You know what, guys? I'm getting upset! Do we want the angry side to come out now?
Namaste out of Numos for the rest of the night.
Right. Okay, so I didn't say my 17-year-old self would take my advice. No, this is probably, just what I would tell her.
17-year-old self would probably go tell yourself to go F off.
Oh, she totally would.
Someone said, looking back, I would, this is a text at 206-803-ROCK, I would have told myself to stay in the Army. I'd be retired at 40. I'm 40 now, and I have no retirement.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Those are tough decisions. A lot of times you make these tough decisions when you're young and you don't realize your future, how it's going to impact you.
We probably should have told our 17-year-old selves which businesses to invest in. Buy stock in this. Oh. Buy stock in that.
Yeah, those I feel like are a no-brainer.
That's cheating.
Yeah, I mean, but I of course, I help pick these teams to win these sporting events.
Oh, yeah.
Events.
The Daily Migs Show.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.